Pháp thoại mà các bạn đang nghe được phát từ phatam.com, website hàng đầu về truyền thông đa phương tiện Phật giáo.
Good evening, my dear brothers, sisters, and friends. Today is Friday, June the 14th, 2013. We are having our weekly meditation session. How are you today? I'm very happy to see each of you today. About a few days ago, there was a lady who came to visit the temple, and while we are sitting together and have a short conversation, and she asked me a question. Thay, why are we sick? Look like this is a simple question, but it is not an easy question to answer. Why are we sick? And I told her, we are sick, but you didn't know. Do not wait until we totally collapse and we call we sick. But if we pay attention closely to our daily in touch our daily intake to the body and to the mind. And maybe we bring a lot of poisons, a lot of unhealthy things into this body. Sick not only for physical body, but sometimes we are very sick in our mentally, our mind. And if we are mindful enough, and we will see that if we have no sick, we have no illness, then we will not come to the point we will die. And somebody we heard, oh, he's nothing wrong with him. He just, you know, absolutely died. And why? Oh, he stroke. Stroke is something happened to make he die. He is not sick at all. He just had heart attack, and heart attack is the sickness. So if we have no sickness, we never die. But the sickness will come to us slowly and slowly with our mindfulness. We never know. And if we pay attention to the body, and we will realize our health compared to 10 years ago, difference. Or compared to last year, or compared to 2 or 3 years ago, difference. And sometimes we forgot that we are old and our health is slowly down. So we are unable to lift something very heavy. But this weight we can lift up maybe 2, 3 years ago, but not now. We may lose our appetite. So therefore, the sickness slowly and slowly come to each of us every day. This is not something to be afraid of or to feel distaste about life. But the mindfulness will help us to recognize the truth in order to find the mindfulness way of living. A mindful way of our daily consumption, both edible food or spiritual food. We may take something not appropriate for the body. That's why the body comes to the point that the body is sick. We may take something that is not appropriate for the mind. That's why we are not feeling well spiritually. She asked me the question, how come someday I feel really sad? Am I stressful and distressed? Am I emotional, etc.? And I said, that's also normal to all of us as human. Sometimes the view, well, also the environment may make us feel sad also. Like a few days ago, raining, no cloud, and the view looked very sad. And if we also have something that match with the weather, and we totally down. So Vietnamese people used to say, if we already have some sadness inside, and the outside never happy at all. If it is a sunny day, a beautiful day, but if inside of us we are not happy, then we never pay attention to anything from outside. So we should know that even us or people around us, each of us, we have different way of unwelling. We are unwell. We feel unwell. But not only physical, sometimes spiritual, mentally. And someday you will meet the person, he is not happy at all. And you may say, he's weird. This morning he's so happy, and now how come he did not talk, he didn't, you know, smile and anything. We should know. Our emotional change like weather. And if we have that kind of understanding in us, we can embrace that person, we can accept that person, and we can help that person to transform, or to help that person to calm, to relax, and slowly heal. Sometimes a person, they totally in emotional, they need time to be quiet and let no talk. Help that person to live in the environment of quiet. And that is why, beginning of this session, I request the Sangha to recite the Bodhisattva's name. It's a kind of healing. Sometimes you live far away from that person, but you can send your love, your energy, your concerning to that person. I have received an email from a lady in the state. And she said, "Thay, today I'm much better with my sickness. I thanks the Sangha for sending me your prayers, your support, your encouragement words." Sometimes we do not give them any pills, but our emails, our poster cards can become something very positive, very strong to support them. So when you come to the patient, try not to talk anything negative. Speak to them more positives. Give them the energy of living, the energy of healing. Sometimes we are the same. We touch to the very bottom of the ocean of suffering. But someone sit beside us and give us some encouragement words. They are like the, you know, the boat, the lifesaver. Very powerful. You can make your own prayers to send to that person. May you be well and happy day and night. May you live in peace and happy. Any words. So that's why every morning when we wake up, cultivate that kind of loving kindness. May I have a day of happiness and peace. May my loved one, my relatives also live in peace and happy. May people surround me, near and far, also live in peace and happy. Why not? Instead of cultivating the negatives, "Oh my God, today I have another day to go to work. I need to see that, you know, nasty person, etc." Then automatically you ruin off your day. Right at the very beginning of the day, you think about that person, you think about the, you know, your hate to that person. And we already cultivate a lot of negative for the day. You know, when the baby Buddha was born, his hand pointed to up on sky and one hand point down on earth. Did you see that baby Buddha statue? And he said, when he was the baby Buddha, he took 7 steps, and his last step, he point one hand to up on sky and one point down on earth, and he said, up on the heaven and on this earth, the liberation is the most important. We liberate from what? Liberate from all attachment, delusions, hate, greed. Very difficult. Sometimes we dislike. We learn a lot. We practice a lot in order to let go of that person away from our heart. So now we can experience how light when we're able to let go of our very heavy stone, heavy rock. So therefore, the practicing of Buddhism is very reality. It talks directly to our daily life. Not to wait until we die and we go to heaven and to enjoy that. But we can touch the heaven, the paradise, right in the present moment. If we're unable to touch and enjoy the present moment, no other moment we can enjoy. Past already passed, future not yet come. Present moment is right here and right now. If you're unable to sit here and enjoy the time here, you're unable to enjoy any other moment. Because we never know and learn how to touch what is called present today. We wait for tomorrow. And when tomorrow arrives, we don't call today. We don't call tomorrow. We call today. So why don't we learn and live with what is called today? We have a nun. I met this nun since 1990 or 91. She just passed away maybe a few months ago. And her name is Huệ Cảnh. Huệ means insight. Cảnh means the mirror. The mirror of insight. Or the insight mirror. So that means when you have the mirror of insight, of wisdom, you can reflect on all conditions in order to make you liberate, to make you release, to make you happy. This morning we went to Westlock Meditation Center to cut the grass, to clean up. And then afternoon, we have raining, and the gentleman try to continue to work on the grass. Maybe an hour or 2 hours later, they are unable to continue because big rain. And if I expect them to finish, at first I do. I said, try to finish that area. But now we are unable to finish that area because of the rain. Then I need to reflect. That's okay. They can go home soon and we don't have to water. The plants, the flowers and everywhere. Rain is coming. So the rain helps us to water what we plan to water. So in all conditions, we still have the way to reflect, and that kind of reflecting will help us to release what we expect. Huệ Cảnh. Huệ means insight, wisdom. Cảnh means the mirror. I know a lot of us here, we have a little mirror in our purse. After we finished eating in a restaurant, and we will open that little mirror and reflect on our teeth. And look, sometimes we look on our face to see everything okay before we walk out. And we also have a little comb. What is that for? We want to make sure we look good all time. But we forgot we have the material like a mirror. But we forgot to bring the mirror of wisdom along with us to reflect on all occasions. Maybe on the way you come here for Friday night, you expect Thai is home. But suddenly Thai have some urgent thing to go. You step in here, you realize Thai is not home. It's okay. I still can come in and practice with the Sangha. I don't come here because only of Thai. But I come here for myself and for the Sangha. You still come and sit down wholeheartedly and with your happiness. Bring that mirror with us all the time. And if we don't have that kind of mirror to reflect, and sometimes, you know, we look very ugly. Why? Because of the angry. Because of the anxiety, the sorrows make us look not beautiful. There was a young man who learned martial art from his teacher. After a few years on the mountain and practice, he thought he is good enough to go down and to be a hero and to help others. But the teacher said, "You are not ready. You should stay more." He said, "No, teacher, I'm ready. I think I'm ready." So the teacher said, "Okay, if you wish to go, then I will allow you to go." But remember to come back here when you feel really tired and when you feel that you're unable to stand anymore. You can come back here. And one day, after a few years, he had been helped a lot of people, what he thought. And one day he really tired because of many conflicts, many difficulties come to him one after one. And he come back to see his teacher. And on the way back to the mountain and see his teacher, he is tired, so he come to take some water and wash his face. But when he looked down in the river, he see there was a devil. So he screamed and he fainted. After he wake up and he realized the demons, the devil is not someone else, but that's him. And the story have the meaning. No matter what we do, but once a while we need to sit down and reflect and come back to recognize ourselves. Otherwise, we become, you know, the monster in some way, but we never know. Sometimes we under the name of volunteering. I work for the temple. I work for the charity. But we did not reflect back how we treat people, how we use words to people, how we receive people. And we thought we always right. We always number one. We become very mean. We become the monster in some way we never know. We think we create the good karma in the practice. But actually, we are creating the negative, the bad karma. Karma means your deeds, your action, your behavior. But what kind of good, what kind of deeds? Good deeds or bad deeds? Good karma or bad karma? Maybe we show full respect to the Buddha, to the monks, to the nuns, but we are unable to treat our members, our Sangha, good. We mistreat our Sangha. We become a bossy. We become very bossy. In some way, we never know. So we need the mirror. And what is that mirror that we can wipe and we clean every day? Meditation. We need to find some time during the day to sit quietly down and reflect. Did I say something to make people around me happy or unhappy today? That is the mirror. Did I do something wrong today to make people surround me happy or unhappy? One day I taught the young people, you should have two jars. One for black beans, one for white beans. Every day before you go to bed, you reflect. Today I have said something. I have said something to make people angry, unhappy. That I create the karma on my speech. So I put one black bean in this jar. Because karma or behavior can create in three ways. Our speech, our action, and our thought. We may say something wrong. We may done something wrong. Or we may think something wrong. Something we see sometimes it's not exactly what we see. Why? Because we are not there to witness the whole story. We just step in and we heard some words and we already give an answer. I know the whole story. It's danger. So, the practicing not only for adults. Young people still can do it. And the young people is the good to practice. Why? Because if we do not learn and transform when we are young, when that kind of negative become very strong habit in us, what we call the strong negative karma, you know, we are very difficult to change when we get older and older. So, you know, we have worked with the senior, right? I work with the senior. Sometimes what they understand very hard to change. What they have seen very hard to let them understand. That's not right. Because once you firm with your wrong view and hard to transform you to become the right view. So the teachings of the Buddha help us to see what is called a right view, what is called a right speech, what is called a right understanding, the right action. So when we start one thing right, many other things continue after that will also be right. If we start on the wrong, let's say, I see things wrong, I will think it wrong, I will say it wrong, I will behave it wrong. This is the world of technology. And technology sometimes will mess up. Because technology uses electric. And electric never stays the same. Someday everything is ruined up just because a thunderstorm. It can destroy everything in your computer. Everything can be possible. And everything is nothing completely permanent. Even things now we save in the hard drive, but maybe an accident, the whole thing we save in the hard drive can be vanished. So even the technology world still under the control of impermanent. I have shared what I practice lately with the Sangha. The death and yesterday, we never know which one comes first. And that becomes, you know, something like a statement, a subject for my practice lately. And when we're able to meditate on that, we will wholeheartedly live with our peace, and we're willing to let go of something tiny. Do not too much. You know, pay attention to words, behave, the action to make ourselves unhappy. If someone says something wrong to us, try to let it go. Because words are not real. And sometimes they do not mean it. There was a lady who sent me an email a few days ago. She complained her co-worker. Thầy, how come we have such kind of person? She never appreciates anyone. She always picks on someone's faults. I really have a hard time to work with her. But I always keep in mind your words, your teaching. So that's why I still can stand her and to work with her. But please support me. 2 days later, she sent me another email. Thầy, I can love her because I can see her positive side. Just because she has the negative habit, always pick on someone, you know, always see she is right, people are wrong. But she works so hard. She put her heart in the work. So I can see that positive. I'm able to love her. And what is that? That is the practice. The transformation in us. So when you come to Buddhism, we always use the word tu. Tu. Tu means practice. But tu means transformation. I have transformed much in me. If you say that, then you can see the beneficial of the practice. You learn, we learn, we reflect, we practice, we attain. The teachings of the Buddha have the four qualities. The teachings, the truth, the practice, the fruit. The Buddha gave us the teachings. We take it, we reflect. After we reflect, we practice. After we practice, we benefit. Benefit called the fruit. Because we have planted the seed and now it's become the fruit. The fruit of the practice. If we are unable to learn how to let go, we are unable to smile. We are unable to look fresh. Learn to let go. There was a king who ride a horse, riding the horse, and he saw a monk. He get off his horse and come and bow and pay respect to the monk. And his attendant said, "You are the king. You are unable to do that." And he said, "My dear, based on my understanding, when you're able to respect the others, you go to heaven. So today I get off my horse. You look like I'm getting off, I'm getting down, but I am on the way up. Because if I want people to respect me as the king, then I need to show that I am a good king. First, I need to respect the others. We don't respect the others, how can the others respect us? We want to become the teacher. First, we need to become the student. The student not only in school, but the student of life. Because people around us, they always have good things to teach us. Do you believe that? Every daily life, if we pay attention, people around us can become a teacher. Because they always give us good things to learn from. So I always say this to myself. A student of mine also can be a teacher of mine. Because something I don't know, but they know. My computer lately not working very well. But every time I have problem, and Brother Peter can help me. I call him and he walk in, and with 3 minutes or 5 minutes, he can solve the problem. So he is my computer master. So he is my student, but he also my teacher. Brother Michael is a student, but he also my teacher, the teacher of diligence. He listened to advice and he worked on what he need to do. So looking at him, we can learn from him. So we want to be a teacher, first become the student. And even now we are the teacher, we still a student, the student of life. Every daily life, people surround us can give us good things to learn. Sometimes we think the way we plan is good. But you know, when you worked with someone, you will realize their plan is more technical. Better than your plan. This is what I have learned a lot from people. Sometimes I plan like this, but when I show out my plan and they give me some idea, and I can see their plan is much better. So learn to be humble. That's why we bow. 10 fingers together symbolize the united of your mind. Our mind wander everywhere. Now we bring them together. That's why we put 10 fingers together. This is the joining. This is the united between body and mind. Bowing down, show respect. Open hands, open heart. We don't open heart to someone, then how can they receive us and we have a chance to receive them? Learn to share. Share what you have. Not only the knowledge, but sometimes material need. There was a young boy who came to the restaurant, fast food. He buy, you know, things very simple to eat. He saved some money in his pocket. But when he saw the baker pass by, he took that extra money and gave. And the owner said, "You have money, why don't you buy good food to eat?" And he said, "If I eat them all, I don't have extra to give." This is a mindful person. But usually we would say, "If I give them all, I have nothing to eat." This is what we used to say. So that means we always protect us first. We can see the two way of living between the mindfulness person, you know, the one who willing to give. If I give, if I use them all, I have no extra to give. But the other way we will say, if I give them all, I have nothing for me. Two different way of living. So we will reflect. How come I always have difficulties come to me one after one? Then we should know the karma that we create. Maybe not this life, in the past. And if we already endure a lot of difficulties in this present life, then try not to continue to create more negatives. We will transform this negative that we have by cultivating the positives. Using this present life positive in order to transform the previous life negatives. The karma creates in the past, present, and future. So I hope the Sangha will make yourself, create yourself the mirror of insight. Bring that along with us so we can reflect on our actions, our speech, and our thoughts. The nun Huệ Cảnh, before she passed away, she wrote me a letter. But she did not give it to me. She did not give us to her relative. She put in her personal thing. After she passed away, a month, their family found the letter and gave it to me. And you know what the letter she said? Thầy Pháp Hòa, we have the opportunity to meet each other and work together. I know I'm very sick now. It's time for me to depart. So after I depart, you take care of me. That means I take care for the funeral. We come here to work for the sake of others. I'm done first. I go first. I meet you there. Very short message. What is that? That is the liberation of the one who understand the true facts of life, birth and death. We come here from nothing. This is what I always said. We'll come back to nothing. So before we become nothing, let's do something. What can help us to see that? Insight mirror. The mirror of insight. So if you have your father or your mother who is sick, take good care for them. Do within your capacity. And one day if they need to live, let them live happily. And you also will live happily. They live this life happily, but you live happily too, because you have done your best to someone you love. We have no power to control the time. We have no power to control the impermanent. But what we have the power is to live happily with this impermanent. This is what we can do. We cannot hold someone back, but we have the right to live peacefully with that person while they stay. I am unable to hold you back after 8 o'clock, but I will do my best while you're here. And remember last week, last time I told you, I am a little pebble. I will rest like a pebble. And if I am a pebble, you are unable to expect me to become a rock. That means whatever I practice, whatever I understand, I will try my best to share with you. We come to each other. This is what I have to offer you weekly. You offer me your presence. I also offer you my presence. Because we all live in the present moment. And it is a gift. Happy Father's Day. You are a mother, but you also a father. You are a brother, but you also a father. You are an uncle, but you also a father. You can play all roles. That's why we have the Bodhisattva with 1,000 arms, 1,000 hands. Did you see that picture? The compassionate Buddha with 1,000 arms, 1,000 hands. This is the symbol. 1,000 eyes symbolize for understanding. 1,000 arms symbolize for your care, your work. If you understand that person's situation, you can put your hand there and help. Every single situation you understand deeply, that's why you're able to put your hand there to practice, to help, even though you only have 2 eyes and 2 hands. But you understand different situations, that's why you can put your hands on different situations. So we are a very powerful Bodhisattva with 1,000 hands and 1,000 eyes. Be a good father. Be a good mother. Sometimes I am a teacher, but I am a mother, I am a father. So I'm very lucky I can have 3 gifts every year. Father's Day, they also give me their gift. Mother's Day, they also give me their gift. Teacher's Day, I also have gift, because I play 3 roles at once. Thank you so much for your listening. Enjoy your raining day, raining night.